The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
That was President Donald Trump yesterday talking about the RAISE Act. It was a bill sponsored. It is a bill sponsored by Senators David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And this is to revamp our immigration system. Here to join us right now to discuss it is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, also the author of The New Case Against Immigration, Both Legal and Illegal. Mark, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So this bill, this RAISE Act, do you like this act? Does the Center for Immigration Studies stand behind this?
Well, I mean, we're a think tank, so we're not, you know, we don't do lobbying and that sort of thing. But yes, the legislation is long overdue. The two major things it does are things that we should have fixed a long time ago. The first thing is it focuses family immigration rights on nuclear family members. In other words, husbands, wives, and little kids of U.S. citizens, not other adult relatives and distant relatives, that sort of thing. And the other thing it does is it changes the way we pick our skilled immigrants, because that's a separate kind of category, which now is this jumble of categories. Really, it just creates work for lawyers to navigate it. It rationalizes and streamlines that so that you get points, basically, for education, for English language ability, for age, you know, if you're a prime working age, and then the people who reach a certain minimum number of points are the pool from which you pick immigrants. So you end up with a simpler system that is also more likely to pick higher skilled workers.
And do you think this stands a chance of actually becoming law?
Well, I mean, there's two things I'd say about that. The first thing is any big change, even if it doesn't become law immediately, any big change requires a start like this. Any bill, whether it's welfare reform or civil rights or even earlier big immigration bills, went back and forth for several sessions of Congress before anything happened. But you got to start somewhere. And so this is, at the very least, a start of that process. But I would say, and this is the second point, it has a greater than zero chance of becoming law. And the reason for that is that there's another measure it could be packaged with. There's something called DACA, which is the amnesty that Obama lawlessly granted on his own authority to illegal immigrants who came here as kids. Sympathetic group of people, clearly, but Congress, the Democratic Congress in 2010, actually voted down that measure. So Obama just kind of did it on his own. The key problem, though, is that it's a temporary two-year amnesty for about 800,000 of these young people, and President Trump has vowed to get rid of it, or had vowed during the campaign, and there's a real possibility the plug will be pulled on that program. And so the Democrats, there might be enough Democrats who'd be willing to trade a stable, lawful amnesty to replace Obama's illegal measure in exchange for the bill that was introduced yesterday. I'm not saying you should bet your mortgage payment on that, but I think it's not a crazy thing.
So preserving DACA in exchange for the RAISE Act, that'd be an interesting proposition.
Right.
How much did your organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, contribute to the formation of this bill, the RAISE Act? Were you involved in the process at all?
I mean, we don't write bills for congressional offices, but
were you consulted on this?
We were informed earlier on about what the provisions were, because there was an earlier version of this bill.
Yes.
That didn't have the point system part. The president's the one who asked for that, and so they revised it. So a couple of times we had been kept up to speed about what was in the bill, but we didn't write it, I'm afraid.
You were mentioned at the briefing, of course, yesterday in a back and forth your organization was between, I think, the New York Times' Glenn Thrush and Stephen Miller, who's gotten all this attention today. And the basis of that question was the correlation between low-skilled immigration and the loss of jobs for native workers. Stephen Miller favorably cited your organization as having the data on that. What is the relationship between low-skill immigration and the loss of jobs for Native workers?
Over the past several decades, low-skilled workers in the United States have actually seen their wages decline, their overall earnings go down. That's not all because of immigration, because there's other factors. Immigration is inevitably, though, part of that process. And this, it's not just lower-skilled workers. This is what we always talk about as, you know, high school dropouts. It's really anyone who doesn't have a strong position in the labor market has his bargaining power weakened by a shock to the system of every year adding a million more people to the United States through immigration. So it means ex-cons, recovering addicts,
right.
Young people, teenagers, I mean, whatever they're going to end up doing in their lives, they still have no job experience, and, you know, their employers often would rather hire a 35-year-old immigrant to, you know, collect the carts at the Walmart instead
yes.
of some teenager who might, frankly, kind of be a jerk, you know what I mean? So that anybody who is not in a good bargaining position in the job market is harmed by immigration. And it's not because the immigrants are bad and they're coming, oh, how am I going to steal
right.
somebody's job? They're just regular people.
Well, it certainly sounds like the RAISE Act is destined to try and fix some of those issues. Mark Krikorian, thank you very much for giving us a quick rundown of what's going on with that bill and its chances of maybe of seeing the light of day somehow.
Thank you.